In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. My God, why have you forsaken me? So calls Jesus from the cross. Our Lord enters that most desperate place of the human spirit, the feeling that God is somehow absent, that there is a place where God is not. Think of a time your soul was most despairing, most in pain, most desperate, when your heart was most broken or your faith most tested, when you most felt, where is God? This is the place of the human spirit that your Savior chooses to enter today. The darkest corners of the human condition. Jesus Christ enters it, he accepts it, he takes it on himself, he touches it with his soul and with his body. Why does he do this? Well, the easy answer is he loves us. But why show love this way? Why show love by accepting suffering and death? Why not just wave his hand and make everything nice? Why go to a place of, my God, why have you forsaken me? Well, some people might try to have you believe that there had to be a punishment, that God the Father somehow has to punish the sins of mankind, so he punishes his Son, Jesus Christ. That teaching is not only spiritually harmful, but human fantasy. And God does not deal in fantasy. Neither the fantasy of a need to punish, nor that a wave of the hand will solve all our problems. God deals in reality. And the reality is that creation, as wonderful and as beautiful as it is still broken. The wages of sin is death. We live in a world in which people hurt. We live in a world in which hearts do get broken, in which faith is tested, in which souls get desperate, and these bodies of ours die. That is reality. And into that reality, the Son of God comes as Savior and Redeemer. When Jesus gives up his spirit, something changes. Because Jesus is divine, change happens when something broken is touched by him. Or put it another way, can anything be touched by divinity and not change? When a burning candle touches a dark candle, which one changes? The dark. The dark candle becomes filled with light. You know, Jesus is betrayed, which means betrayal is touched by divinity. And in Christ, betrayal loses its power. Jesus is mocked, which means mockery is touched by divinity, and mockery loses its power. Jesus suffers, which means human suffering is touched by divinity, and therefore in Christ, suffering is overcome. Scripture tells us that the last enemy to be defeated is death. When Jesus accepts death, death itself is trampled. You know, everything touched by divinity changes. So Jesus Christ touches everything that holds us captive. You know, when the crowds yell to Pilate, his blood be on us and on our children, it sounds like a curse, doesn't it? But really, it's the ultimate blessing. Because everything the blood of Christ touches has the potential to be healed. So why not his blood be on us and on our children? Whether the crowds meant it that way or not, it's a blessing. I want nothing more than to be touched by the blood of Jesus Christ. And this is the reality that your Savior enters. This is the reality that he sheds his blood for. No, brothers and sisters, hand-waving doesn't work. And it's certainly not about punishment. Is about Jesus Christ destroying death, about Jesus Christ bringing divinity to the darkest corners of the human condition. And because Jesus has entered the darkest places of humanity, if and when you find yourself there, that's where you'll find God. Amen.